7 minutes after 10 o'clock, and it's time for Kaleidoscope on a Friday morning. Denise Skicker is with us this morning from the Springfield Chamber of Commerce. You've got your Convention and Visitors Bureau hat on today.
I do. I am playing multiple roles today, but yes.
You always play multiple roles, don't you?
Yes.
Lot going on we need to talk about.
We do. We have Riverside Days coming up, starting this coming Wednesday. We have a lot going on for all ages. So I would definitely encourage you to get to Springfield this upcoming week and weekend.
Right.
The June 24th through June 28th.
Okay. And there are events. I mean, it's pretty solid activities.
It's, yeah.
For 4 days.
Yeah. So starting on Wednesday, the Springfield Chamber of Commerce, we kick off Riverside Days with our 18th annual golf tournament. And this is 9-hole, 4-person scramble at the Springfield Golf Course. You can register sooner than later, but we are offering a turkey supreme meal, which is open to the public at about $15 a plate. So you can stop in there. And then we also, the Springfield Chamber Retail, we will be promoting starting our Hidden Word Quest, and that runs through the entire week. Basically, we have 36 businesses locally, and just pick up an entry form, and you're encouraged to walk around, drive around.
Yeah,
I've seen bikes around.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, I've seen golf carts, families, friends, and we will have a drawing for a random winners. The 1st of July for $300, $325 in chamber bucks.
And the way that works is you need to get to all those businesses and find the word.
Yep. At least 25 okay. of the 36
if
this
year. If you get 25 or more, yep. you're eligible for the draw.
Yep. Each okay. Business has a secret word, and you just have to write down that word on the entry form. So.
And that's always a lot of fun. It really, you mentioned for families, it really is a family thing
yeah.
where all the kids all go and everybody's
yep, you
looking.
See them with their little pencil and the little sheets of paper that you can pick up at any of the businesses, actually, or they can be downloaded as well off the chamber website.
And that starts on Wednesday.
Yep, and runs through the 29th, actually.
Okay. Very good. So, yeah, another reason that you need to spend some time in Springfield.
What else?
Well, gosh, you know, we've got the whole celebration. We've got the word, what'd you call it? The word hunt?
Hidden Word Quest.
Hidden Word Quest.
Yep.
There we go. And that one of the things I think people kind of forget if you're not up there every day, as there are, well, you mentioned almost 40
yep.
businesses participating in
yes.
the word hunt.
We have a very, the chamber is very fortunate to have all the active businesses that we do have in locally and out of town as well. So.
Absolutely. So do we want to go through some more of the
Absolutely. We got a lot going on. I better talk fast.
There is a lot that's going to happen.
Make sure you bring, your appetite, because we got a lot of food going on too. So on Thursday, the Sons of American Legion will be having their burgers and beer garden at the Legion from 4 to 11 p.m. And then we have some stuff for kids. We have the Kitty Parade. The lineup starts at 5:25 at the Springfield United Methodist Church this year. And the theme is Take a Joyride. So anything on wheels goes. And this is sponsored by F&M Bank and Springfield Market and the Springfield United Methodist Church. So, and then after the Kitty Parade is done, the Springfield Area Lions and the Springfield Public Library are doing a kid-friendly fun in the park at Riverside Park. Snacks provided, there's going to be a kid band, a movie, and other fun kid-friendly activities.
The entire week or weekend or however you want to call it, the whole thing, everything is about kids, it seems.
Yeah, like. we have a couple more things going on later. Then if you are into Sleepy Eye Concertina Band, we'll be at the Legion that evening from 5 to 8. And then we also have entertainment by Matt Cave from 8 to 11 at the Legion. So two different types of music, two different different types of crowds. And then we're really going to be rocking at Rock Street. This year, it's a new one. So this year we have what's called Riverside Days Rumble. It is live at Rock Street Tavern. The gates will open at 5 and the bell time is 6 p.m. The American Wrestling Federation is featuring legend Greg Gain, and tickets will be sold at the gate.
Okay, so if you're a wrestling fan,
yep, we're doing it live in Springfield.
Miss that. Now, Greg Gagne, I think, maybe. Okay. Does that sounds right to me. But anyway.
That's probably a better pronunciation.
Big name, yeah. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
And then the next day, you can help support the Wrestling Association. The Springfield Area Wrestling Association is having a lunch stand from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or until gone. Taco in a bag, and that's going to be up at Clay's Drive-In Liquor.
There is no excuse to go hungry next week.
Nope. And then we have the Kids Pedal Tractor Pull. This is sponsored by the Riverside Day Rodeo. Registration will be starting at 3:30, and that'll be at the Legion. And then we'll have burgers and beer garden again at the Legion. And then it's time for the Grand Parade, which is going back to the original route.
Oh, okay.
So a little bit of change on that, but it's starting at 6 p.m., and it's going to start at the corner of Paffrath Avenue and Central Street. So this year it will be going down Central Street.
And it's always a big parade.
Oh, yeah.
A big turnout.
Yeah, there's over 100, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten the final numbers, but... So that'll start at 6 and then rush down to Riverside Park because the Mitch Gordon Band will be starting at 7 o'clock right before the rodeo, bull riding and mutton busting. That's at 8 p.m. And Riverside Rodeo is having Great Frontier Bull Riding. Concessions will be available.
And more food,
Riverside Park. At the Springfield Baseball Association, we'll be running the concessions, and advance ticket sales are happening and also can be sold at the gate. And then during that time, I think there's like a kind of an intermission. The mutton busting goes on for the little kids,
which is always so much fun.
I've been getting lots of phone calls about that. Yeah. And then once the rodeo's done...
And now they don't sign up ahead of time for mutton busting, do they?
You can sign up at the gate. Okay. There will be... I confirmed that there will be like kind of a special designated tent area where you can sign up your kid.
When you get there, yep. Okay.
And then after the rodeo, Mitch Gordon Band will be performing again at Riverside. Or you can go to entertainment by Chris and Chris. Right after the parade, if you kind of just want to not go to bull riding, if you choose not to, there'll be entertainment right away at the Legion. And then also entertainment by Rick Rocket Live from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Past my bedtime, 1 a.m. at Gatsby's in the back.
Very good. Holy cow.
That was just Friday.
Let's just go
to Saturday.
Yep.
5K. 5K run and walk, 7 a.m. registration, 8 a.m. start time, and that is going to start at the Springfield Community Center, and that is sponsored by Springfield Physical Therapy. We're not done.
Just getting going.
So 5K, and then we have kickball and beanbags. The Rotary Kickball Tournament will start from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is a round robin tournament, and it's for ages 13 plus.
Okay.
They will have food down there, concessions and beverages, and some kids games, and that is sponsored by Springfield Rodeo.
Okay.
And right in the same location, Sticker Field is very large, so they can have
plenty of room. Yes.
If you don't want to play kickball, you can do beanbag tournament. 11 a.m. registration. Noon is the start time. Again, that's at Sticker Field. Burgers and hot dogs will be served, and that's sponsored by the Springfield Fire Department.
Okay.
If for some reason there's weather issues, the beanbag tournament will be held up at the fire station.
Okay. It's nice.
But it's kind of nice because you have all ages down at Sticker Field during that time. You have the kickball tournament going on. You also have beanbags, and then they'll have some
all the other kids' games too.
They usually have music down there. Not positive about this year. Plenty of food, and if you need a morning drink, recovery drink, they usually have that down there too. And then the American Legion will have the burgers and beer gardens again.
Okay. Absolutely. It's just crammed full of activities, isn't it?
Yes. I try to get out as much as I can. Just kind of support, you know, the entities that put all this on, especially the firemen, which they will be having their annual pork chop feed. Drive-through is available, and that is at the fire station on Saturday from 4:30 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
And then, let's see, the Mario Kart tournament. That is at 6 East, and that starts at 6:30. And that, again, is sponsored by 6 East and the Springfield Area Legion. Or, excuse me, Springfield Area Lions.
Okay, that's very good.
And I'm not done. We're still going.
We still got more.
We're still going to have a free street dance, the Fireman Street Dance by the Asby Band. That's from 8 to midnight. They say midnight.
Or whenever. Yes.
We wind down a little bit.
Yeah.
Free admission, and that is at the Springfield Fire Station.
Okay.
That's where all the hopping, dancing takes place.
That's the big party on Saturday night.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
The firemen sure know how to organize those.
It's always a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, and they have. I've gone multiple years. They always have great bands, so I encourage you to get down there. Sunday.
Still have more.
We're still rolling. Pancake feed, 8 a.m. to noon at the Springfield Community Center. This is a free will donation. And it is sponsored by the Springfield Community Ambulance. And their pancakes are the best, by the way.
Well, and you're going to be ready for a good stick-to-your-rib
breakfast. Yep. And then lastly, town team baseball, 5 o'clock at Riverside Park. And we're playing Essig.
Kind of wrap up the day with baseball.
That's pretty much how Springfield rolls. Yep. You got that right.
That's America. That is a lot. So,
and if you miss something, you can go to the Springfield Chamber CVB Facebook page, or you can go to springfieldmnchamber.org, and there's a tab for Riverside Days, so you can get more information on anything that I mentioned or that I might have missed.
And I think we've got those posted on our website, too, under the community calendar. So try to make it easy because there is a lot. You got to pick and choose almost. Now, it is really nice when so many of the events are kind of right at the same location.
Yeah, it keeps everybody downtown, keeps everybody kind of local, you know, especially like there's just stuff for every age group. I think it's a great
it's just
a great opportunity
great
for the
weekend.
Whole family.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. You get to hang out with all your friends and neighbors and meet some new people, but it definitely is a weekend you want to be a part of.
Yes, for sure.
All right, Denise, anything else we need to say about this?
I don't think so. I'm ready.
It's a mouthful. There is a lot going on.
There is.
All right. And anything else we need to say about anything else while we got you here? We're kind of focusing on Riverside Days right now.
Yes. Right now, we're going to focus on Riverside Days.
Very good. All right. And again, you can get all the details on the Chamber website page and on Facebook. And we've got links on our website, too. So, Denise Gicker, thank you for talking
thank
with
you
us
for
today.
Having me. It's always a joy here.
Absolutely. We enjoy having you. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.